Chapter 4. Performance Running. The next morning, we meet at Jackson Hole High School, specifically the track football stadium.
Go Bronx!
I see you rolling those shoulders, the occasional hitch in your step. After some strength training, it's natural to feel muscles in places you didn't even know you had muscles. Remember, you get it where you need it. Why does the track entrance gate snake back and forth, you ask? Gotta keep all that big, four-legged wildlife from stomping up the grounds. To a moose, the pleasant, always green artificial turf looks like a field of heaven. For us, it's perfect to begin working on your form with some barefoot running. Not to be cute, but I describe the ideal of the running form you'll soon be learning as performance, because form is at the heart of the word. Without form, there's no performance. Full stop. Some runners argue that they don't need to work on form. They have all kinds of reasons. I'm not serious enough to need to learn. Nobody taught me how to run in the first place. I've been running fine for years. My body runs as it should. I understand. But why not challenge yourself? See how good it can feel to reinvent your run form. Also, if you've been suffering from aches and pains, and even injuries associated with your running, there's a reason. And one of the root causes is likely poor form. Our bodies are designed to move in a certain way, common to all of us. And because of this, I fundamentally believe there is a single best form for running. Yes, some may have more innate ability to run than others, just like in other sports. But with the proper instruction in form, you can learn to run to the best of your ability with the greatest efficiency. Think of sprinters. They spend years honing their form and technique, focusing on the slightest movements to improve their time by hundredths of a second. If you watch the Olympics or any other track and field event featuring the 100-meter dash, you'll see that all of these sprinters look the same when racing, from the moment they start to picking up speed to the final burst down the stretch. They have the same form because it's clear to any in the sport what the most efficient way to sprint is, and sprinting is running. But then go to a marathon. Ignore the elite.